Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. Ben standing in 20 minutes here on the program. We're taking your phone calls 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Chris Sims ranked Jaden Daniels as the fifth best quarterback heading into 2025. We have a poll question up on our Twitter page at the Team 980 of the four quarterbacks ahead of him. Who is Jaden Daniels most likely to jump with a great season in 2026? So go to our Twitter page at the Team 980. I retweeted it at the Denton Day. And let me know. Vote on that poll question. Let's go out to the phones. Our guy Joe is in Springfield. Joe, what's going on? What do you make of these rankings? Who do you think Jaden Daniels can jump in 2025?
Hey, Denton, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
You know, first off, the core four, as Chris Sims has put out there, is a tough list. I mean, if you look at Joe Burrow, for example, I mean, I can see Jaden possibly passing him, but Denton, you remember last year the Bengals were 9-8 because of Joe Burrow and that offense. I mean, how many games did they lose at the end because it was either on the final play or the defense wasn't that good enough? I mean, it's a tough call, but maybe he passes Joe Burrow. But, I mean, I like where Jaden Daniels is ranked at the moment. I mean, Jalen Hurts, yes, he's talented, but is Jaden Daniels higher than Jalen Hurts? Absolutely. So Chris Sims got it right. But I'm going to say possibly Joe Burrow. I can't see Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, or Patrick Mahomes having a slump. But, I mean, Lamar Jackson for sure then is on the hot seat this year. I mean, I'm not saying the playoff loss against Buffalo is on him, but his playoff record is not as good as is in the regular season. I mean, although I will say then that the loss against Buffalo, the fumble by Mark Andrews was on Mark Andrews, and Mark Andrews dropping that two-point conversion was on Mark Andrews. That's not Lamar Jackson. If those two plays don't happen, the Ravens are possibly beating the Chiefs in the AFC Championship and possibly representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. So you never know. But I like where Jaden Daniels is right going in this second season, and who knows? I mean, he could definitely make at least the top four next year if he continues the way he does. So take care, Denton.
Joe, appreciate it. I am expecting Jaden Daniels to be in the top four. And while this is it's very tough of the four to decide who he's going to jump, it's actually not that tough to me, Max. I have to be honest. I thought about this for 2 seconds. I came to my answer in about 2 seconds.
As did I. I'm interested to hear.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
Whoa, that's not my answer.
It would be Patrick Mahomes. If you take away like the accolades, if you're just watching it on good season to good season, the answer would be Patrick Mahomes. There is this level of boredom that comes with watching Patrick Mahomes now, and I realize that. But I'm going to be very, very intrigued about how this season goes. Andy Reid is only going to be around for so much longer. Mm-hmm. Which is going to put a lot of pressure on Patrick Mahomes. But I don't think it's unfair to argue that Jaden Daniels, especially late in the season, played just as well, if not better, than one Patrick Mahomes in 2024. Now, they didn't have a lot of wide receivers, certainly. Like, Terry is better than just about everybody that was on that Chiefs roster. I would say even better than Kelce in 2024. I mean, Kelce's on the way out. He's probably going to get married to Taylor Swift in, like, the next calendar year, something like that. You see his new haircut, by the way?
I did.
Yeah, that's different for Travis Kelce. Not bad, but different.
Someone he jumped to a different side of the tracks.
Somebody said he looked like Will Ospreay. And I don't know if you know who Will Ospreay is, but I found that hilarious. It was a great reference.
Pretty good.
But Patrick Mahomes would be the one. The fact that Mahomes is four on this list is actually stunning. But it does validate some of the things that we thought after watching him last year. Now, maybe it's because, as I eloquently put it last year, it does feel like this guy plays with his food a little bit in the regular season. And these are regular season rankings. Sims isn't going into the postseason stuff. That's why Lamar is number one. But these are regular season rankings. And at times, like, this was the worst regular season that we have seen from Patrick Mahomes ever. He wasn't in MVP conversations. He was turning the football over more than he usually does. This was the worst regular season that we've seen from him. Is he still the best of a generation? Absolutely. Is he still the best in conversations for the best of all time? Absolutely. I think he's quarterback three right now on the all-time rankings behind Brady and Montana. But in 2024, he wasn't as good as we are accustomed to him being. And if Jaden Daniels is going to be better than what he was in 2004, where it was an argument that he was playing just as good, if not better, than Patrick Mahomes, I don't see why it's outside of the realm of possibility that he jumps Patrick Mahomes in 2025. My expectation is that Burrow is going to go absolutely nuclear in 2025. He's my MVP pick for 2025. For guys not named Jaden Daniels, I'm placing multiple MVP bets, baby. You should too. But he's going to be my MVP pick for guys not named Jaden Daniels. I expect more of the same from a Josh Allen. I mean, he just got married. You know, he got a ball out for his boo thing. And Lamar Jackson, I don't know what I'm going to expect from Patrick Mahomes in 2025. This might be the year where the Chiefs look a lot more human than they have in years past. So I don't think it's crazy to say that Jaden Daniels could be jumping him. Now, Mahomes is still going to be five. Like, he's not falling to, like, nine. He's not falling to seven. He's still going to be five on this list. But I do think that Jaden Daniels kind of shimmies his way in to the core four. And at least early return on the poll, which is still very much in its infancy. But Mahomes is second behind one Joe Burrow.
And you know who has... Oh, okay. The first vote for Lamar just came in. But Lamar was sitting at zero.
He's sitting at zero. Lamar was the best quarterback last year.
He was.
Allen won the MVP. But if you watch Lamar Jackson, you were watching a master at work play quarterback. And at times you saw that with Jaden Daniels, but Lamar did it for about 16 of the 17 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, he was absolutely on one every single time that he stepped up on the field. Taking your calls on this topic, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Which quarterback that's ranked top four in Chris Sims's list of offseason quarterbacks do you think Jaden Daniels, who is ranked number five, is most likely to jump? Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. I just got to start off right from the drop here. I think you're crazy when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, okay? I think you're absolutely crazy. He is the greatest quarterback, okay, in my opinion, for what he's done for the start of his career. He's the greatest quarterback ever, okay? And for you to think that Jaden Daniels, after one season, is going to be better than Patrick Mahomes, you know, being totally objective here, you're crazy. Okay, that's my thing.
But do you not think that he played as well as he did last year? Like, if you take it, based on, like, Super Bowls and accolades. This is based off of quarterback play from a year-to-year basis.
Yeah, from a year-to-year basis. But my question is, if you put Jaden Daniels on Kansas City last year, he has a worse season than Patrick Mahomes. Okay?
I don't agree with that.
You got to look at the totality of everything. The reason why he took a step back last year is because he didn't have the talent around him that he usually has. Okay? It wasn't because...
Wait, hold on, Gary. Let me stop you real quick. How much do you think Washington was better roster-wise than Kansas City was? Because even if they were better, it was very nominal. It, like, wasn't this massive gap.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, I don't think, listen, I think Washington, and I've said this, being totally objective, they were the beneficiary of having a very weak schedule, okay? And that's, you got to look at the whole thing. They had one of the weakest schedules in all of football last year, and they still won games by the skin of their teeth. You got to look at it totally objective. I think Kansas City, okay, if you give Kansas City Washington's schedule, they would have been 12-5. They would have been still the same team that they were. They would have been more dominant. All right? I think you got to look at the whole thing. But as far as the quarterbacks are concerned, I don't think that Patrick Mahomes is the guy that he's going to jump. In fact, I don't think he's going to jump any of those guys, but there's no problem with that. Okay? That's not saying any slight towards Jaden. The league is going to have more of a script on Jaden. Okay? People are going to know what to expect more from him. And he may take a step back because he has a more difficult schedule. But he still may be the number five quarterback next year. But that's not a slight to Jaden. I mean, look at C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud took a step back last year. All right? He's still a good quarterback, but he didn't play as well in his second year as he did his first year. That's because people have more of a book on him. And the other thing is Jaden didn't have a lot of injuries around him. I mean, they were a pretty healthy team. If he loses Terry McLaurin for 3 or 4 games, then what is that going to do? That doesn't mean he's a diminished quarterback. It just means that his cast of characters.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Gary. I'm not going to start sitting here and predicting injuries. I understand the point you were trying to make, but here's the thing. You can have the book on Jaden Daniels, but the reason why I'm confident on this book being got on Jaden Daniels is that he did everything well. His accuracy was well. He read the plays well. He could read defenses well. Like, he did all those things that are very high level. Certainly, there will be an adjustment period for defensive coordinators and defensive coaches, and they'll try and throw a bunch of creative stuff at him. There's certainly stuff that he can do better in 2025. But I think if you look at some of the other guys that you have thrown into these conversations, there was massive differences. There were massive things. Certain teams were doing certain things very early on that were really helping their young quarterbacks. And that's why you saw a massive difference. Robert is a great example of that. To an extent, Baker Mayfield's a great example of that. C.J. Stroud last year, the offensive line was an absolute disaster. Like, a total disaster. But I also think that, just generally speaking, that Jaden is better than C.J. Stroud. I think he is more accurate. I think he has better vision. I think he has significantly better legs, although C.J. Stroud did start to use mobility towards the end of last year, basically because he didn't have a choice, because he was getting run up on. It felt like every single snap from that right side. The left side looked pretty good. That's why the left side's here. I'm not expecting Jaden to take a step back. I think all of the things that he did well are very easy to build off of, and I think it was more about him just doing things well. Because, again, this roster last year was not a great roster. And he's still elevated. The schedule was what the schedule is. And if you want to point to, they were winning games by the skin of their teeth, that's accurate, but everyone in the NFL does. Kansas City was doing that too last year. So you can't point to Washington saying they were winning games by the skin of their teeth and say, well, Kansas City, they were just crushing everybody, because they were doing the exact opposite. That's why we were making jokes on social media about them having deals with the devil, the way that they were double doinking their way or blocked field goaling their way into wins that were just having you sit there and scratch your head. I mean, they're beating Denver, who wasn't all that spectacular, by 2 points because they're blocking field goals, right? They're beating Tampa Bay in overtime. They're going to overtime with Tampa Bay. Washington beat Tampa Bay. So Like, if you want to point to the schedule, fine. That's a, like, it's fair, I guess. But Washington beat who was in front of them. That's all you can ask them to do in a football season. And I expect them to do the same in 2025. I'm excited about the matchup with Jaden and Patrick Mahomes. I want to see that. I want to see Jaden take on these big-time quarterbacks. I think that makes it all the more entertaining to see what he has against these big-time quarterbacks. But I think what Mahomes did in 2024 was not what we are accustomed to him doing. He has set the bar at a certain level with his own greatness, which is, like, if you want to call him the best quarterback in the NFL, you're fully entitled to do that. I would say three. But if you want to call him the best quarterback that has ever played football, fine, which Gary did. But 2024 was one of his worst seasons ever. And in Jaden, in his first year, he played just as well. Like, I don't even know if that's an opinion at this point. It almost feels like a cold, hard fact. He played just as well as Mahomes did. And in 2025, if he elevates his game, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that in this list he jumps Mahomes. Mahomes will always have the accolades until Jaden catches up, which, you know, fingers crossed, toes crossed, God willing, he does. So you'll never be able to judge him based off of that, but on a season-by-season output, this is why we talk about Jaden and Jalen. This is why I was so upset with PFF ranking Jalen Hurts above Jaden Daniels. As my guy Joel pointed out on social media, he tweeted me at the Denton Day, Jaden had a better PFF number than Jalen Hurts, which if PFF is ranking based off of their numbers, it didn't make sense that they would then have Jalen Hurts over a Jaden Daniels unless you're just counting the accolades. But the accolades took place because Philadelphia had a barn burner of a defense, one of the great defenses that we have seen in the NFL in a long, long time, by the way. I don't think they're quite like Legion of Boom good. The 2012 defense for a guy in my age that's, you know, just turned 30 years old is the best defense that I have ever seen with my eyes play football. I wasn't quite old enough for the 2000 Ravens and 02 Buccaneers, and I was not born yet for the 85 Bears, but they're all in those conversations. That 2012 Seahawks team was unbelievable. This Philadelphia Eagles team was a good defense, not an all-timer kind of a defense, but you saw what they did and they were able to elevate Jalen Hurts. Between that and the tush push, he looked a lot better than he was. So I think Jaden jumping Patrick Mahomes is not the craziest thing in the world. I do think a lot of people will say that Joe Burrow is going to be the guy that's very, very high on this list. And in fact, it's between Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes right now. A lot of respect, Max, to Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Can't blame the people. A lot of respect to those two guys. All right, when we get back here, Ben Standing is going to join us. We will get the latest on Noah Brown and some of his observations from minicamp. I have some more to get to, including the guy that impressed me the most on defense. That will come in our final hour. But Ben Standing joins us next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.